A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to the Reverse Cowboy America Special.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. What else could you say? Welcome to the America Special, USA. What
USA.
A country. What a country.
Is it a country?
I've done my research. It is a country, and it's 246 years old, and it's ran by an 82-year-old.
He's been there half the fucking time
That's
it's been there.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. They haven't even got that much accumulated knowledge.
He's a hair sniffer, isn't he?
America is an old hair sniffer.
I'd sniff its hair.
Condition of it in a minute. It's generation wealth. Have you ever seen that?
I think you've told me about
it. Yeah, I've told you about it because I'm cultured.
Cause
documentary.
Because you're a senile old man who repeats himself like me.
It's true.
Yeah. So listen, America. When did you first go to America?
I've only been to America once.
When was that?
When I was about. I'll tell you when it was. It was 2000. It was 2010.
What did you do? Where did you go for a holiday?
Yeah, kind of. I went. My mate bought a place out there, so we went to inspect the properties. It was a business trip.
Oh, one of them.
Yeah, and I'm trying to make it sound dodgy, but it wasn't. It really was that.
Was it in Florida?
Florida, yeah.
It's full of lunatics,
Listen,
isn't it?
I love it. Yeah. Well, I don't know. The ones I met was. It was fucking amazing.
I'd love to go to Florida. I love lunatics.
Listen. A Puerto Rican angel changed my life. I've told you this story before.
Yeah.
But I met a Puerto Rican angel who changed my life in Florida.
What was his name?
Nadimar Pacheco.
If you're listening, Nadimar, thank you for...
Get in touch.
Get in touch. He's ready to go again.
No, listen.
Need saving again.
I'd like to shake your hand. Because now I'm...
With you know his mean? Penis.
Now I can't do anything else. Yeah, I'd like to just shake your hand and say, thanks for changing my life.
Well, I'd like to say thanks for changing his life as
so,
well.
So, you know, an American changed my life, bitch. Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican-American.
Uh-huh, honey.
Did
that
she,
was horrible.
Did she do like... You know, most
that was
porn...
You. Why did you do
no,
that?
No, it wasn't me.
Was
I couldn't do that.
That
you know how most porn is like in America?
Most porn. How do you know?
Because I watch loads of it.
Yeah.
Like, most of it seems to be filmed in America. Yeah. So like,
what porn site do you go on? What's your main, like, one? If you move around, probably.
You know how most...
It's the first time I've ever seen him, like... Why did you face the wall?
I got horny, that's why.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm glad you don't do this gay flirting with me anymore, by the way. Thanks for that.
You know, every joke runs its course.
Yeah. Well, yeah, true. These fucking nev drops are getting there.
Oh, mate. Well, do someone else.
Shut up. They're not really getting there. I was joking.
All right, sorry. most porns is American, it seems. Mm. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's always like, daddy,
oh, daddy.
You know, the daddy. I burst out laughing in the supermarket before because I was just imagining... Like, I dare you to do this. Next time you're having sex, right, just as you're about to come, just go, Mummy!
No, daddy.
No, daddy to your girlfriend.
Yeah, no, yeah, any of it.
If lads started going, Mommy! Oh. Mommy!
Oh, no, I just don't get it. Yeah, you're just copying what you've heard someone else say anyway. It's just,
I mean, each to their own. If
yeah, 0.1% of psycho birds you find in the old Tinder skip, yeah, they will be into that daddy shit, genuinely.
Daddy!
But 99% of them will say it. It's horrible.
Well, everything's horrible, isn't it? Porn's horrible.
Porn's awful. Porn's killed men and social media killed women.
Wow, that's a big statement.
That's true, though, if you think about it. But all this free porn, like I've told you before, they give it away for a reason, because it defragulates the male brain. I don't know what that fucking means, but it makes you not happy with your lot, and it breaks down the family unit.
Reverse cowboy.
We grew up at a similar time in this country, and America was sort of portrayed to us as this promised land, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was going to be sunny every day. You'd have shades on going to school. Yeah. You'd be like, your name would be Trucker.
No, listen, I used to play in, I swear, and everyone did, used to play in like an American accent. Yeah. Remember? Like, yo, we got to get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, come on, let's go. The cops are coming.
Kids do that now, though, because of YouTube.
No, but they now they do the Top Boy accent. That's the new Cowboys and Indians.
Well, that's good. We're taking some
and
back.
And that's literally what all that little knife crime shit is. It's just a slightly more grown-up version of Cowboys and Indians.
I suppose, little drug wars.
Yeah, little drug wars.
I say give them more knives.
You can't complain about knife crime if you're buying your fucking packets off a little dude on a fucking BMX.
Well, no. I mean,
you know what I mean?
I think give them more knives. Blame.
That's what they're saying. They're going to start nicking all the users rather than the dealers. Oh.
Reverse cowboy.
So I went to Toronto in 2006.
That's Canada.
Listen to my story. Shut your fucking mouth. I went to Toronto.
Oh, lovely.
Toronto. Yeah. I went there and we decided.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah.
We decided, I don't know if you did, you know. I don't think you did.
I went to Toronto and we went to Niagara Falls for the day, right? So if, I don't know if you've been to Niagara Falls, but you're on the Canadian side and you can see America just over there. You know, the border's there. You can see it. So I could see the fucker.
Yeah.
And I got so pissed off I couldn't go in. And I threw a rock at it. I threw a rock at America.
Did you land it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, so you invaded America via a rock.
That's the first impact.
You made America bigger.
That's a good point.
Well, you did. If everyone did that on the same day, you can make countries bigger. If everyone gathers at the coastline. Listen to this for a theory then. Mm. Let's say our time zone is 500 miles apart.
Right.
If you fly west at over 500 miles an hour, you actually go back in time. Thank you very much. Good night. Go to bed. Nando's.
Reverse cowboy.
We've got a sponsor now, haven't we?
We have.
You're on the sponsor.
Don't know why he's doing this, but here we go.
This episode of Reverse Cowgirl is brought to you by Bosch Lager. Buy some my lager and get drunk. Bosch.
Got the name wrong there, Tom. Mate, it's Reverse Cowboy.
Yeah. Where do you even get his beer?
You just buy it off him. You have to see him.
Right. Okay.
And his mattresses. Anything Bosch. If you see Tom, just buy it. He'll probably have it on him.
Yeah, mad bastard him. He's the guy off Twitter who eats like a roast chicken for breakfast.
Yeah, from Essex. Not Omaha.
Do you know...
Oh, fucking Reno! What about them places? You know them place names that you hear?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of American references that we just kind of pretend we know what they're on about, but we don't. You know, like when they start talking about felonies and like plead the fifth and...
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Last train to Reno. And you just let it slide because you think, oh yeah, whatever. And then, you know, but we don't... We're not as fucking American as we think we are.
We're not American
But I would like to storm the Capitol.
Do you know that a Welsh guy...
Because I'm a fucking proud boy.
Do you know that a Welsh man discovered America 300 years before Columbus?
How do you know?
It's the Welsh people saying it. So there's a guy called...
Well, no one discovered it, just the most recent one who got away with saying that he did discover it.
The native people found it first, didn't they? Because they came from, like, what's it called? Mongolia, I think, originally. Oh, they walked over the ice plains.
You can't... It's Down syndrome.
Go
on, sorry.
The Mongs came over from...
Mongols.
They came over from
imagine a big army. You know,
the Mongs.
This famous, ferocious army.
We are the Mongs.
The Genghis Khan, the king of the Mongols.
And he's just got downs. Did he have downs?
He did. That's a fact. It was thousands of them. These fearsome Mongolian army.
Well, you only have to look at...
Super strong.
They are strong as fuck. Got massive cocks.
Oh, we should have laughed, mate. That is a funny image. Hundreds of thousands.
Can't tell us off for this because we're going to be raising money for the Down Syndrome Association with Wayne, with the Christmas number one.
Listen, I'll raise money for any association. I've raised more money for more associations than most people listening.
Jimmy Savile.
I have though.
You are Jimmy Savile. You go for boy. You do runs for charity.
No, I don't. Yeah, I do. But I'm not like Jimmy Savile, but I'm just a proud boy and I want to storm the Capitol. Bobcat.
Prince Madoc was the son of Owen Gwynedd, one of the greatest and most important rulers in the country.
Not Welsh. Not
can't do Welsh. But yeah, he fucking found America in 1170.
Well, why did he forget to fucking tell anyone? Till now.
He didn't. He told everyone. And there's somewhere in America, supposedly, where they still speak Welsh.
Listen, me, Madoc. Gator, Bobcat, Buzzsaw and fucking Headshot and a few more of the boys are going to storm the Capitol again next year. April 4th, motherfucker!
Why April 4th?
Independence Day!
That's July.
Yeah!
Do you know that July...
4th of July, I mean.
Do you know that that wasn't even when they signed the independence? It was the 2nd of July. So like I said, when we grew up, we were like, America's this promised land. This thing that was always dangled in front of us. And I never went as a kid because I wasn't rich enough. There was always like some kid whose dad was the boss of W.H. Smith's and he'd go to Disneyland in summer. We went to Wales.
I badly wanted to be American when I was a kid. If you could have said to me when I was about 8 or 9, what do you want to be when you grow up? And like, be careful what you wish for kind of thing, like your one wish. Yeah. I'd have ended up growing up like Dog the Bounty Hunter. I was fully immersed in that kind of like Oakley's shades.
Yeah, wraparound.
Bluetooth and that would have blown my mind.
Back.
Anyway, he's one of the top Americans, isn't he? Dwayne Chapman.
Yeah, he semi-killed his wife.
What about him? Fuck her right in the pussy.
That's just a sort of trend, isn't it?
It's one old one guy started it, but he kept doing it. He did about 3.
Right. How old?
Oh, he's blinding. He's about 70.
Oh, mate.
He's one of your mob, yeah.
Once, I was like 11 years old and I was with my gang of mates and we were walking through Blackburn.
I love this young
town
gang. These are great, these gang yeah, mates.
Mate, these were the best times of my life.
I had a gang.
I bet you did. But we were walking through Blackburn Town Centre, which shithole. Anyway, and there was this guy about 80 and he's stomping through the middle of the street and he's shouting, "Where's some virgins? I want to shag him! Where's some virgins?" Yeah, and he did want to shag some virgins, I think, but he was just getting away with it. No one was knocking him out. He's like, all right, that's just the old bloke. But that reminds me of fucker right in the pussy.
Yeah, but he's not American, is he?
He's Lancashire.
You'd scream in my face for that shit.
I don't scream in your face for anything. I love you.
I'll tell you one of the
sexually.
Other...
Sexually.
I'll tell you one of the other main good things about America. Just looking at my notes.
Right, yeah.
Because you've completely thrown me, man. Stop with that fucking homo shit. With me, not with you. Do
it. He's so uncomfortable with his sexuality that he can't take a joke.
No, I'm joking. Right. What about them long American cars with the fucking wood down the side?
But they've got like fins on them.
Yeah, they're never ending. They're ugly, them cars, aren't they?
That one with the wood on the side that was in all the films in the 80s, like it was in Bigfoot and Henderson's. That was a fucking great car.
Long old bit of wood. That must have been a big tree.
Yeah. Why are they making cars out of wood? What are you doing, America?
No, fuck, I was saying that. When I was a kid, we had a car made out of wood.
Fuck off. You're not that old. What was it? Morris Minor?
I'm sure there was a Morris Minor in my life.
Yeah, they had wood. They were wooden, weren't they?
Fucking Cortina as well. That might have had a bit of wood involved.
No, Cortina.
Wooden cars, bro.
Why did they make wooden cars?
Reverse cowboy.
Americans eat 100 acres of pizza every day.
100 acres?
Yeah. That's the every day they get through.
I can't picture that.
It's, how many is a football pitch?
I don't know what an acre is.
1 acre. No, football pitch in acres is.
Do you measure stuff in acres?
I mean, Americans do.
Hectares.
Why? 1.5 acres
You're
is a football
in the
pitch.
Past, man.
So it's
we've been imperialized for years.
About 70 football pitches full of pizza they eat every day. It's not that much.
That's not that much, really, thinking about it. I'd imagine there's some fat cunts who probably eat half a 6-yard box in one go.
Yeah, eat more. You're letting us down, America.
Shit, man. You're better than that. Different kind of fat, though, innit? The American version of fat is just a mental shape.
The fattest man that ever lived was American.
Of course he was.
I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? But he was
called... But they eat shit, don't they? They eat pure shit. Like some of the, they can have the exact same brands as us, but their cornflakes have got like another 20 teaspoons of salt and sugar in them.
Yeah, it's not true. It's not really their fault. They're
like, they've got great teeth, and our teeth are fucked. Mine are fucked.
But yeah, have you noticed Americans, when they're like 21, they look 40. They look dead old.
I know what you mean.
Like, I think that's all the sugar in the
big
food.
15-year-old quarterbacks.
I mean, that's all the sugar in the food and stuff, because they got fucked. But yeah, the fattest guy ever was called John Brower Minnick, and he weighed 100 stone. Go on, son.
No, 100 stone.
Yeah, and he died.
How many acres?
How many pieces? How many acres of...
Man.
Man, yeah. He died aged 41. He was called John Brown Minnick. Shout out John Brown Minnick, cunt.
Shit, I should have been way more American. You classless fat cunt.
Right, talking of American
names. You've seen What's Eating... I'll tell you what, America did give us good films.
Great music, great films.
Sally.
Yeah.
Mommy!
What was that? Did you hear that?
What?
No, some involuntary noise.
You went, ugh.
Yeah, no.
You're turning into Savile.
Reverse cowboy.
Seen that robot, the fucking Boston Mechanics robot?
Yeah, right. Can you fuck it?
I don't know. But them sex bots are good, aren't they? Real dolls.
Not had a go on one yet, but I will do, I'm sure, in time.
We should get one in here. Get one in for the podcast.
Just for research purposes.
Just have it set there, real doll.
Reverse cowboy.
Skateboarding community have got onto me.
What have they said?
I said, you've got a lot of fucking skateboarders listeners, pal. You better watch out.
Really? Wow. I mean, you did take it back at the end.
No, listen, I did take it back in the end. I don't know if that made the cut.
It did.
But yeah, you know, you're a good guy.
You said sorry.
I'm just saying, I just don't understand it and I never will. We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Okay.
Bit like you wouldn't understand my hobby of flying FPV drones.
Cycling Mikey update.
Basically, I doxed him. I put his photo up on Twitter. But to be honest, I wouldn't do it unless it was someone who just puts thousands of people's fucking videos and faces up on Twitter. So I thought, you know what, this is what Cycling Mikey looks like.
Let's give him a taste of his own cycling medicine.
He really has got a team of fans.
Pedophiles, I think they're called.
Yeah. He's got a team of fucking warriors out for him on Twitter. So.
You wouldn't do that if at Johnson Johnson saw you do it, because he's a big guy.
Oh, yeah.
Mikey.
And Mikey involved Big Kevin Johnson or whatever his name is.
He's a fucking... Cycling Mikey, if you're listening.
You're a now I know what you look like. Basically, rest in peace, he looks a bit like Sean Locke, the comedian, but bald.
I mean, actually, I can see that, but...
Yeah, to me, that's what I saw when I saw Cycling Mikey's face. So for all the blind listeners, that's what he looks like if you ever get to touch his face.
If you ever saw Sean Locke with your hands.
That is crazy how blind people feel your face, isn't it?
I think they're just...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being pervert.
Reverse cowboy.
I'm not turning into anyone. I don't even know. I've got to turn into myself first.
Oh, deep, man.
Yeah, man. I will go deep if you want to.
Dirty boy.
They're the thickest people in the world, aren't they, though, Americans, by choice.
Well, I know some Americans who are dead clever, but there's a lot.
Like, none of them, you know, they've got no intelligence, you know, like outside of America.
I don't think we're far behind them as a nation.
True. Well, we're the fifth, what is it, the 51st state?
Yeah, that's what they say. I mean, we are the UK has become less.
We're getting nuked. They're going to nuke us first and then say to America, that's what will happen to the rest of you.
Oh, I hope so. This country has become more similar to America over time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, when we were kids, there was a vast difference in, like, just the way capitalism presented itself there, like the choice of foods, the drinks, all that shit. Now we're like Asda's the same as Walmart, we just don't have
Asda's
guns.
Asda's the same as Walmart, there's loads of fucking malls everywhere. There's loads of mall rats running around malls.
Yeah, we've become America.
Before there was a high street, weren't there, and then you'd aspire to go into one of them great big malls, but I did not aspire to go into great big malls.
I'm not a mall rat. Mall.
No, yeah, I can imagine you and your little Blackburn gang were crying out for a mall.
We were. Yeah, we just had Woolworths and Pick and Mix.
Stop banging around on them pissy steps behind
the
leisure lounge.
That's where I'm getting buried.
You are buried. You live underground.
Well, I'm not under there now.
I'm going to have not a standing, you know, like an elevated tomb.
I'm going to piss on it.
You can if you want.
All right, thanks for that.
Reverse cowboy.
Right, do you want to play a game?
Yeah, please.
So I'm gonna say some names to you, and you've got to tell me whether they're real or fake American NFL players.
Oh, really? What a game.
Yeah, so if you get more right than wrong, then you win a night of passion with Hillary Clinton.
All right.
Right, number one, Barkevious Mingo.
Mingo.
Barkevious Mingo. True or false?
Spelling of Mingo, please.
M-I-N-G-O.
Perfect. I thought we might be.
Is he a real NFL player or is he fake?
By the process of elimination, using my powers of deduction, I'm going to presume that your brain doesn't have the word Mingo in it. That is absolutely genius. If it does, if you've made up Mingo, I'm real. But I'm going to say that is a real name.
Affirmative.
Affirmative, see?
He's a linebacker for Louisiana State.
He's, of course he's a linebacker.
I mean, what's a fucking linebacker?
I don't know, but I like American football. I like the tactical aspect of it.
Don't pretend really you know what's going on. No one outside of America knows. Number two, Ginger Truscock.
Again, because I'm an expert at games like The Chase, and because I know I'm dealing with an amateur like you, you probably wouldn't have done two truths in a row, so that is going to be false.
Affirmative.
I'm so good at this. Watch, I'll get five in a row right.
Number three.
Go on.
Greedy Williams.
Greedy Williams. That's a real name, mate. That is a real name.
He's a cornerback for the Cleveland Browns.
Of course he is.
You're really good at this.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, mate.
America, what are you playing at?
Yeah, Greedy Williams. I'm going to slide in his DM.
Inching your way towards Hillary's thatched vagina. Number four, Randy Bullock.
No, that's fake.
Wrong. Place kicker for the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, Randy Bullock.
Randy Bullock.
Oh, fuck. All right, okay.
Next one. Tucker Pepperton Jones.
That's real name.
Fake.
Whoa, you made up Pepperton Jones.
Yeah, I did.
I don't believe that. That's
Google
superb.
Him. He doesn't exist.
No. I believe I'm overwhelmed.
Well, thanks.
To make up a double barrel, that is some deep shit.
Yeah, man.
You should contact Mentor.
All right, next one. Marshall Marshalls.
Yeah, that's real.
Fake.
Fake.
Well, you're slipping,
Marshall
mate.
Marshall Mathers. You know what Eminem was? A gateway drug. He allowed men like me to not feel like an outcast when listening to rap music. Didn't even like rap before Eminem.
See, Robbie Williams was my sort of gateway to rap.
To rap, you know, yeah. Like,
wave your hands if you're not with the man, can I dig it? Yes, you can. Yeah, that's rap.
That's actually pure rap.
Yeah, it is. Right, next one. Seven. DeBrickashore Ferguson.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Saw him on Montel. Not Montel, Jerry Springer.
Correct. Offensive tackle played for the New York Jets.
How the fuck does a young mother look at a beautiful baby boy and say, oh, no.
Oh my God, he called the Brickashore.
Listen, that is inventive.
Right, we've got three more. Right, here we go.
Yeah, man.
Bruce Adventure.
I hope that's true, but it can't be.
Is he an NFL player?
Bruce Adventure. I hope he is. If he is that true?
He's a gay porn star.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he's not.
Adventure. There's a life choice for you, coming up with that name.
Two more. Firebird Phillips.
Real name.
Nope. Wrong. I made that up.
Firebird
Phillips.
That's a beauty.
And the last one, Adonis Dick Smith.
No, that's fake.
Yeah, it's fake.
That's silly and childish.
All right, sorry. Well, you got one, two, three.
Firebird.
Four.
See, there's
five.
A bloke.
You got six, so you win a night of passion inside Hillary Clinton, in Clinton's cards. Clinton's well done, mate.
That lovely, that dude. I'll cash that in. How long have I got?
What do you mean?
Do I have to do it straight away?
Oh, right.
It's imaginary fucking prize to this game.
She's only got, like, a few years left, hasn't she?
Listen, Twinkie.
Have you ever eaten a Twinkie?
I don't know what a Twinkie is.
You do. It's one of the little cakes that cops eat in America.
Yeah. I thought it was.
Before they kneel
what
on a black
a popsicle?
Man.
What's a popsicle? A
popsicle is an ice pop.
Are you a sucker for American sweets and candy?
No, it's horrible.
Fucking candy.
Mommy, I want some candy.
Reverse cowboy.
Listen, no country should be that big, right? If there's any country that's ripe for being absolutely ripped apart from the inside out by the Chinese super weapon that is TikTok. It's America. Because everyone's isolated. You're fucking 5 miles drive away from the local Wendy's or Walmart or fucking Apple Garden, or fucking whatever you call it.
Chester, what? Will I go to Olive Garden for dinner?
You meet up in fucking car parks, open your boots and start cooking food and shit.
Nothing wrong with that.
Fuckers. No, there is nothing wrong with that.
This
right.
isn't meant to be a hateful podcast.
But no, it's not. But it's a celebration. It's like drinking buckets of illuminous fucking fizzy juice and just shoveling down sleeping bags full of E-numbers. I've had it.
And opiates.
You have you ever seen Wall-E, the film? Wall-E.
I hate that little cunt.
Either. Do you? Why?
Wall-E.
He's a lovely guy.
I wanted his batteries to run out.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
All right, what about this for a word that I hate hearing? This will make anyone's blood boil. You know when someone describes something as, oh, yeah, I saw this band tonight, they were badass.
If an English person says it, yeah.
What? Even if an American says it. But if an English person says badass, or furthermore, ass, in yes. any way, it just horrifies me.
Do you know what's worse, though? I've seen English people like, call themselves badass.
That's worse. Don't use the word.
Yeah, oh, my God, I am a badass bastard.
Oh, shit, badass. That's horrible.
Badass just sounds like a disease.
Badass.
Yeah, I've got sounds badass. Like I can't come to work.
There's a place here in Liechtenstein called Bumraggers.
Yes. Bumraggers.
Believe it or not, I used to work out there. I can't remember which
all.
One it was.
You just lie all the time.
I didn't used to live out there, but I used to go out there quite a lot.
I don't believe anything you say.
I'll tell you where I used to work quite a lot. Well,
nowhere,
I say work. I'd go
again.
There.
You're
I'd go there
again.
For a few days every couple of months.
Complete,
but that was
lie.
Amsterdam, Liechtenstein,
talking utter shit.
Luxembourg, Switzerland.
No, never been to any of those places.
And then there was a few
He's
other
never left Greenwich.
Places, but mostly those places.
That's not true.
Listen,
no,
you
true.
Can't say shit about lying. You've got you tell loads of lies. Fucking, I've got a documentary made about me. When I was in a band called Swiss Leaf. That's not even you. I've watched it. But I don't even look like you.
Well, it was a long time ago.
No, I haven't really watched it.
So what do you think about gun laws in America? How can we fix
I
them?
I like them.
I do too. I think give them more. Give babies machine guns.
It's a tricky one, gun laws, because I'm a proud boy. I've got a.
Would you have one if you live there?
Of course I would. You need one.
Do you think we should have them?
No. That's the problem. Do you know what I mean? Because you've started it, you can't now take them off people.
What if they went in every single house and went, guns, give them all you, and they got them all
you
out?
You can't. The logistics.
Shoot their
you
ass.
Can't. I was wearing an Argentina shirt. I watched the World Cup final. My neighbour's Argentinian.
Yeah, he said.
So, you know, I got involved.
Right.
Made love to his entire family, basically verbally, and I presented them with a framed print.
Of Maradona.
Maradona, yeah.
Yeah, he said this.
We created a shrine during extra time. Yeah. It was strange. Maybe I was forcing it a little bit. Yeah. But anyway, I had an Argentina shirt on. Some people caught wind of my unruly choice of my I went a bit rogue.
Yeah.
Put the Argentine shirt on. Lost all the armed forces, didn't I? Fuck.
Oh, because like,
Falklands.
But we were in the wrong there.
That's how easy you can, you know, I had a copy of the Sun in a video and I just lost, like, Liverpool as a city. I lost half of the fucking North.
These people pick up clues from
things that are in your videos. You know what I mean?
You should just do it in a white room.
Or create an avatar.
Yeah, are you going to watch Avatar 2?
I can't believe I actually offered.
Wank that,
listen, I messaged Uncle Wayne and said, do you want to come and see Avatar 2? Like at one of them 4X HD pictures. And he fucking heard me.
Really?
Well, yeah.
A bit rude.
I said, look, I want to go and see Avatar and take some mushrooms and go and see Avatar 2.
He didn't do mushrooms.
He would with us.
Maybe.
We can sweet talk him well. I thought we could sweet talk him into it until you had him in the palm of your hand. You had him like butter. He was melting like absolute butter. You had him buttered right up.
I've still got him buttered right up.
You ain't got no one buttered right up other than Zoo Bloody Burgins. Zoo Burgins.
Uncle Wayne. I asked Uncle Wayne because he looked about 14 on his Instagram and he's like, what work have you had done, Uncle Wayne? Because you look fucking great. And he was like, oh, the fucking filter, mate. He's fucking filter shop.
Reverse cowboy.
What do you think about baseball?
Don't get it. Shit, and I think you've got a nerve calling it the World Series when, like, only you play it. I just don't like the family aspect of it. Any American sport really is too family-fired, and it just makes me think, yuck.
Junior, you want a big fucking foam hand?
Hey, Junior, you want a corn dog? You want to suck on it in this chili dog?
Fuck me with the foam hands, Zaddy.
Fuck those guys, man. A sports dad. You know, like the div wearing fucking chinos and a white polo shirt and a little red hat.
Some New Balance.
Yeah, fuck you, Steve.
right, big weather for one of my besties.
I bought a laptop. Still not.
Not opened it.
Listen to what I did. I opened it. Did the antivirus. Put myself through that pain of doing the antivirus and fucking setting up.
I've
Google
installed AVG. Now what's next?
Yeah, all that shit. And then I opened four Word documents and I put the title on all four of them. And then I closed each document. And then I closed that. And then I shut the laptop and I put it to the side of the sofa and I've not touched it.
So you're like, right, my projects are ready for.
But
my,
I am
my
a
brain.
Writer. Yeah, exactly. I'm writing.
Yeah, you're writing. You're just in the process.
But yeah, American laptops are shit, worst in the world.
Yeah, they're not as good
my
as
one.
Fucking
my one's from, fuck knows, France or somewhere. You wouldn't trust a French laptop, would you?
No.
Lazy. It'd be lazy and rude.
Do you like France?
No.
I like visiting it.
Southern France.
It's nice, isn't it?
Northern France looks like fucking Kent. Not even as nice. It's grim.
Well, Kent's full of like trucks and
Northern
shit,
France
isn't it?
Is just full of like... Yeah, miserable, sleepy, fucking grey cunts.
Brittany, Normandy, it's all right.
I've never really been there, to be honest.
Yeah, south of France is very beautiful.
Very.
French people don't deserve it, really.
Mm-mm.
If any nerds out there know why my MacBook keeps stopping, let me know. Anyway, carry on.
MacBook Pro X5.
Americans fucking made this as well, and it don't even work.
America.
That's
laptop.
Another fucking shit thing you've done, America. Do you think Bigfoot's real? Sasquatch?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm. Fucked her. I fucked a bouncer once from New Cross, a bouncer. She had a skinhead. It's true. Yeah.
Your taste in women's mental. You're a good-looking lad. You could do well.
She was all right.
He sounds it. What the fuck?
No, that was a bird, obviously. But yeah, all the other facts are true. Yeah. I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying
massive
it happened.
Skinhead bouncer.
She's like quite stocky.
Yeah, well, you like stocky women, don't you? That's one of the things you're into.
A pretty face is a pretty face, right?
I admire your open policy.
Yeah.
Tell you about that bouncer who lived above me once. He was like a Russian guy. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Right, the bouncer lived above me. And he was a cunt with me always because I was always dismantling my motorbike in the front yard.
Oh, that would annoy the fuck out of me.
Yeah, and I was like, because I was just taking like to pieces, trying to fix it and stuff. And he was like, move the motorbike, you know, and give me shit all the time. And he was a massive hard fucker. And then one time I went out and I somehow found a trombone and I came back and it was like 5 a.m. I was playing trombones, being a dick.
Oh,
he cunted.
Him.
He stormed down the stairs fucking, and he was a massive hard bastard. I was terrified. I was like, oh shit, yeah, I'm so sorry, mate. So sorry. And he was like this close to knocking my head off. Fair enough, yeah. Anyway, about 2 weeks later, I got invited to this birthday party at this like mad shitty club in Southgate, like far north London. It was one of those like Turkish restaurant bar things that were a bit mad vibe. And I walked in there and he's on the dance floor. Tony, he was called. He's on the dance floor with this young bird who's not his wife.
No,
yeah, because he lived upstairs with his wife. And he sees me out of the corner of his eye and he's like, fuck, he went bright red. Like, he's like, you know, because I knew his wife. And he come over to me and he was like, she's my cousin. And I was like, that makes it worse for me because she's just been fucking getting up with her. He went, please, don't tell, please.
Not going to tell.
And I was like, mate, I'm no grass. I'm not fucking grass. None of my business. But I said, I'm dismantling my motorbike whenever I want, mate. And I told him that and he was like, yeah, that's no problem. No.
Yeah, and did you?
What, dismantle my motorbike?
Or did you just have the power and not use it?
It got nicked about a day later. Probably by him.
He's
cousin.
Did you ever figure out who nicked you?
Yeah. But yeah, that's Tony. So shout out Tony if she's still there.
Yeah, good on your tongue.
Fingering your cousin on the dance floor.
There's certainly not many babies called Tony these days.
It's a shame, isn't it, really?
Reverse cowboy.
Have you ever noticed as well in America that like little kids...
I've only been there for 5 days in Florida, so probably not.
All right. But kids often have those weird names that we've been saying like... Trucker and Dirt and
AJ
shit like that. Yeah, but then also they'll have like what we consider to be old man names. I was over that way once and I was up this like tower. It was like a big tourist destination, so it was like, you know, you go up the tower and then you like to see the city and then you can go to the next bit, and the next bit was called the Sky Pod and you had to pay to go to the Sky Pod.
Awesome.
Like an extra like $20 to go to the Sky Pod. And there was this kid walking around and he was going, Dad, I want to go to Sky Pod. I want to go to Sky Pod. And he was going, Alan, shut up, Alan.
Alan,
yeah, and he's like six, and he's called Alan.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
You know the Undertaker, the wrestler?
Yeah, know him well.
In 2001, the Undertaker ceased being and came back as...
American Badass. That's his new name?
Well, it was.
That's terrible.
Apparently, it went down a fucking storm. If we're saying he came back as the American Badass, I'm going to say, knowing Vince McMahon, the governor, the commissioner, as I do, I'm going to say that was post September 11th.
Yeah.
He's done that. He's seen an opportunity there, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. Fuck the Undertaker, American badass. Because apparently it went down a treat. As a kid, we didn't have Sky. So the little bits of wrestling I would get off someone's video around their house or someone else, I might catch
that was enough,
off.
Though. Martin Lord, who lived on my street, had it all on VHS.
I was hungry for that shit.
And Martin Lord, this kid on my street, he had all the VHS. So we used to watch like...
What was his middle name?
Gay.
That is so homophobic.
I met a guy the other day and he was called Robin Gaylord.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like...
There's a name. That's an American name, Gaylord.
That's an actual name?
It's an actual name. I mean, he's in... what's that film? Robert De Niro comedy film with Ben Fokker or whatever his name is.
Oh, Meet the Fockers.
What's his name? Not Ben Fokker.
Meet the Fockers.
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller, yeah.
Yeah, his character in that is called Gaylord.
Reverse Cowboy.
So basically, as I've given away on this podcast, I'm a Disney Plus guy these days. I'm full of these old fairy tales.
Stop trying to get in girls' pants by saying you're at Disney.
Oh, no, I keep showing off about my Disney Plus. Anyway, the night before we went swimming, so Friday night, the bedtime story that night was the classic Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which contains the very catchy tune, Hi-ho, yeah, hi-ho. And kids, my daughter's age, 2.5, they latch onto little songs. Mm. Anyway, the next day we're in the swimming baths in Woolwich. Not showing off or anything.
Shout out Lee Rigby.
We're in the little, shout out Lee Rigby, rest in peace. We're in this little kids bit. Mm. And without even thinking, I'm just walking around kind of like marching behind my daughter. We're singing hi-ho. God's honest truth. On my fucking kid's life, as we're singing, hi ho, we're going around this thing, and a dad and his poor dwarf daughter appear in front of me, and I fucking literally, as I'm singing it, and I thought if I stop, it looks worse, so I carried on and just kind of tailed off as we kind of crossed paths.
Hi-ho.
And it was honestly, I couldn't believe like the luck.
Was the dad a dwarf as well?
No, he was a fucking big guy. Oh. And I felt
did he look at
and
you?
His little girl was lovely, and she let my daughter go on the slide before her, and oh, honestly, it was.
Oh my god! Did he hear you what you were singing?
Possibly, yeah, possibly. I kind of like my volume kind of, I didn't immediately stop, but I kind of,
Was he a little kid?
Faded it out.
Like fucking belting it out.
Yours. She weren't even singing it. It was just me. So it was just fucking, yeah, my little girl could be very shy.
Then Troy walks around the corner.
Motherfucker, get some pussy, man. What a feedback we've had from the KB episode, eh?
We can't reach those heights again.
We can't talk about him every fucking podcast, can we?
We can do.
But anyway, the same
day. We had really good feedback for the last one.
True, that was a good one. Same day, I got out of the swimming pool, but, oh, God, I caused a real scene. I got rage. I thought someone nicked my phone. Right. To cut a long story short, I thought one of the lifeguards nicked my phone. So I basically, in full clothing, with my bag and my kid and the fucking all the...
Oh, you didn't storm into the wet area.
I stormed round the wet area.
With your dirty trainers
like, basically
on.
Locking off fire escape, saying no one leaves.
Oh, mate.
Hostage situation for my phone.
Why would they
saying,
want your
one
phone?
Of you has got my fucking phone. I know you have. Because I thought I left it in my coat, which I left in this little area. And I saw...
Why would it be them and not like a member of the public?
Because... No, this is the boring bit. This is why I tried to cut it short. Because when I went to the locker, I put the 50p in, turned the thing, it took the money. I turned it too early. Right. I said to the bloke, and he went, don't worry, mate, leave it in the staff area.
Ah.
Left it in the staff area. When I picked up my coat, there's no phone in the pocket. So I went to the bloke, I said, hold on. Like,
hold on a minute, mate.
Yeah.
Excuse me, mate.
I think I might have to take your name and number, son. Anyway, I'm fuming about
Where's
this
phone. Where's the fucking phone?
I've ended up. Just being a complete little fucking prick, thinking my phone's
not like you.
Been stolen. Yeah, not like me. And it turns out it wasn't stolen. Got handed in at reception. I left it on the side.
Did you go back with your tail between your legs?
Yeah, I kind of did. Pop my head in the door. Oh, sorry about that one. Guys, everyone, go back to blow your whistles.
Like,
everyone back in the pool.
But they're like, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, they probably thought you... But the weird thing was, I could have forgotten it. Yeah. And then a few hours later, I got a DM. Bling! Saw you going mad in Woolwich Waterfront earlier.
Yeah, you know, could have filmed you.
Reverse Cowboy.
Right, so I found this video online. There's a lot of people in America who seem to be obsessed with fucking Bigfoots, right? So there's like, people are writing erotic novels about being fucked by a Bigfoot.
How are you picturing a Bigfoot? White or brown?
Brown.
Yeah, so,
like the one in Bigfoot and the Hendersons.
Yeah, exactly.
Was Harry it,
yeah.
was called, wasn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah,
remember big, Elf?
The alien.
Remember Elf? It was a bit...
Yeah.
Oh, no,
I didn't like him.
Yeah, there's a Tottenham fan who looks like Elf.
I bet, yeah. A lot of them.
He fucking does.
Right, but this guy here, this guy reckons a female Bigfoot raped him.
This is where it happened, back here in this dry creek bed. I was back here looking. I thought one of my dogs was back here. And I was like, how'd the dog get out of the yard? I saw a bunch of, you know, movement. And then I got back and I'm, well, maybe it's a deer. And then I was worried about my dogs because there's a lot of Bigfoot and Sasquatch in this area. I didn't have a gun with me.
A lot of them.
And
he didn't have his gun.
So I got back here and that's when I saw the female Sasquatch. She tore out of the bushes, knocked me down on the ground, and I thought she was going to kill me. You know, I'm like grabbing for a gun, and then I realized I didn't bring a gun with me.
You gotta bring your gun, buddy.
I didn't have a dog with me. I was back here by myself. I was terrified. I was so terrified. It was so scary. And I wouldn't be back here right now, except I feel the need to, like, get over my fear. As soon as I was knocked down on the ground, she starts ripping my clothes off me. She did. She pulled my pants off me, and I'm like, oh, great. What, she's going to kill me. They're going to find my naked body here. It's worse. As soon as she got my pants off me, she started, like, jerking the ween. And I'm like, whoa, you know, that's not going to work. You know, what are you doing? And then the next thing I know, keep in mind, this is a big Sasquatch, like a comparable to like a big hairy Russian woman. I mean, she was big. She was like, you know, 7.5, 8 feet tall and hairy. And she starts giving me a knobber.
Knobber?
It was all just biological. I didn't have any choice. And the next thing you know... Sasquatch. As soon as I did that, she got up. She like let out this howl and then ripped down this tree. And I thought, my God, she's gonna like take the tree and take me and take it and smash me, right? It didn't end. And then she starts blowing me again. And I'm like, the next thing you know, I bust a nut again. And then she stands up and does one of these like, isn't that good? I swear to God. Then she hightails it into the woods this way. Now, I didn't know what to do at this point. I'm like, what do I do? I've been raped by a Bigfoot. Do I call the police? What do I do? I'll tell you one thing. I don't go in the woods anymore unless I have a weapon with me. I've never been raped before this. And listen, if it was a female human, yeah, let's do it. But this was like a creature. It was like a monster. It was a fucking monster. I was raped on a fucking dry creek bed. Sucks. It sucks, man. I felt like I couldn't get fucking clean. I got home and I started taking a bath and I just fucking feel like I can't get fucking clean. It's been a horrible experience. Nobody will believe me. If I call the police, they're going to tell me I'm fucking making it up. Fucking horrible.
That's not a comedy sketch. That's a guy who genuinely believes he was raped by a Sasquatch.
Yeah, that's how we need to share that with the guys.
We will do. We'll put that on the Instagram when this is out.
Well, imagine if it did.
I reckon he's just got caught fucking his dog.
You know where he got me? So he's talking about he was at the end of his garden or whatever at first. Yeah. I knew he was a bit of a nutter straight away when I've heard him say, this area's full of Bigfoots and Sasquatches. Yeah. They're mythical beasts, right?
Yeah, no one's ever caught one, have they?
For an area to be crawling with Bigfoots and Sasquatches, maybe you'd...
Especially when everyone's got a gun, you'd shoot one.
Yeah.
There's a bad, a great big weather for one of the besties.
Do you make friends on holiday and say, let's hang out when we get back? Like, yeah. Give his number. I know you live in Bradford. Let's meet up halfway.
Listen,
I've done that before.
I've got a German mate called Machete. I've told you about Machete.
No, he sounds good.
I met a guy called Machete in Spain.
Right.
We still talk.
Is it his birth name?
I don't think so. He's like a German kind of... I don't know what his origins are.
Has he got a really sharp penis?
He's like a German immigrant kind of.
All right, fucking hell.
Nice fella.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I'm not racist. No, this is what I'm saying.
Some of them are all right.
I'm just saying, I like him. But he wasn't shitting in my fucking garden, was he? He was being a cool guy. We had a fucking moment in Spain. He was a cool guy. I went to the German Magaluf by accident and I loved it.
What's that called?
It's near Magaluf. It's called, Playa, whatever. Got a big thing there called the fucking Mega Park, yeah? Mickey Krause at the Mega Park tonight.
They're good fun Germans, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're blinders.
I like Germans, yeah.
Yeah, they're not fooled, man. They try and be a wacky, but they just don't have it in them. So they've got a certain line where they kind of stop. Whereas in England, people just go wild and savage on holiday. But I've heard a theory about why English people go mad on holiday. And it's
because we're dickheads.
You know, it's about crossing water. It's about feeling like an invader. Quite psychological, yeah. It's about like you feel like you have to plant your flag in the ground and something happens when you cross water. It was just a theory.
So other people who are like on mainland Europe, they just feel at home in all of Europe.
I went to Barcelona a few months ago and we met some guys from Marseille, yeah? They was in a hotel. They were sweet. They were wicked guys. And they drove down from Barcelona.
Right.
So, of course you're going to feel European. Do you know what I mean? Because you are fucking European. You've just driven from Barcelona to...
But then, if you flip it, when they come here, they don't act like we do when we go there. And they're crossing water. So I think it's just that we're cunts.
Yeah, that is true.
They behave themselves when they come here. They're nice.
Yeah, but we're also fed on this via the curriculum or whatever. You had the same feedage as me. You are kind of told that you're a conqueror, kind of.
Yeah, the British Empire, we've got horrible remnants of that.
It's your history and you're taught to be proud of that, so maybe that kind of manifests itself a little bit.
So that's why we're country, really, not because we're crossing water.
Well, fuck knows. I got knocked out by a one-armed man as well once in Magaluf.
Right.
Well, yeah, no, I was waiting for some pills when I was about 18 and I was sitting in this bar and I had a shit in this geezer's thing and for some reason something went wrong or there was no toilet paper and I tried to wipe my ass with a bit of card.
Right.
And I stuffed it down the toilet, wouldn't flush, didn't really think much of it, sat back in the bar. Next minute, this fucking great big one-armed man who obviously owned the bar come out of nowhere and started battering me with his one arm.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, smacked me up.
For putting
one-armed man, that one arm is normally like 1.75 arms. Do you know what I mean?
If you're
a little fucking scrawny 18-year-old with just about half an arm on each hanging off each shoulder, that one arm's going to smack the life out of you, and it did.
Not very nice whoever did that, but also, if you've got one arm, then that's the perfect thing to put down a toilet. There was a one-armed guy who lived in the village I grew up in, and we all called him One-Armed Bandit. I mean, not very inventive, but he used to... He got caught wanking at church and got arrested.
Did he?
Yeah.
Blind him.
Reverse cowboy.
So this stopped being about America, didn't it?
Well, we seem run out. America, why have you not got anything else to talk
about? Well, I have. I will end on a positive note, but before I hit that positive note, I just want to say America are the champion shit talkers. You know, when they just talk loud and fast and don't stop. If anything, like, no other country's given us entertainment like that.
They've given us the best music, best films.
Most of the ideas we've got.
Thanks, America, for all the good stuff.
I want to go there.
You won't be allowed to go.
I can't go, yeah.
Because if you've ever been arrested, you have to get a fucking special visa. And I've been arrested and I had to lie to get in.
Bullshit.
It is, and they're cracking down on it more. I don't want to go again, though.
You know where I want to go?
I don't like it.
To be honest, I'm going to Brazil. That's where you should go, Brazil.
I want to go to Brazil.
Brazil's great.
I'd love to.
Brazil's great. Don't know for a vegan, though, to be honest.
It's all meat, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I've been places like that before and I just eat nothing.
Yeah, mate, fruit.
But I need a diet. It's fine.
You could probably slip a bit of seafood into your bloodstream on holiday.
When I went to Tokyo, I couldn't eat anything. Like, not fucking nothing. It was all just, like, you'd open a bag of crisps and it'd just stink of a fish's arsehole.
Reverse cowboy.
Right, this is the new section called Give Us Your Fucking Money.
Yeah.
And what it is, we're trying to do the podcast every week, but we have studio costs, we have to change our underpants, we have to cuddle each other. Chuck us £2 on our coffee link, which is on our Instagram if you want to. If you don't want to, fine, fuck off. We're not doing this to make money.
Don't want to make a loss on it.
Yeah, so, you know, that's all I've got to say. But if you don't want to, it's fine, and I totally understand because we've had some complaints about the audio and we definitely upset lots of people. All right, well, should we say goodnight?
Night, everyone in Reno, night, everyone in Omaha.
Good night, America.
Take care.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.